Subscribe to the Kill the Dead podcast on Apple Podcast. Remember to show us some support and leave a comment or iTunes review. Have a project you'd like to promote? Contact us. KillTheDeadPodcast@gmail.com.
With another pre-show, bonus show, whatever we officially have never named this episode. The pre-episode episode, maybe. I don't know. Tonight I'm joined by my internet co-hosts. We have Devin and Jules. Say what's up, guys.
What's up, guys?
What up?
So we have our drinks ready. We are rekindling thoughts over Dora the Explorer. Getting ready to get our night started.
God damn it.
I wanted to ask you guys about, this is like a little bit of old news, and I noticed that there hasn't been a permanent change yet. But are you guys aware of the yet-to-be-released film, The Haunt? Or is this called Haunt?
Yes.
It's kind of like the most deadliest game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I saw some for that recently, or like recently within like the last month or so.
So like apparently, I don't want to say this seems like, I don't know. All right, first of all, what are your impressions of it?
It looks like Hell House with a bigger budget.
A little bit, right? Like I am thinking, is this now becoming a genre?
I kind of hope so.
See a film like this every year around this time. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah.
I mean, can we expect a cinematic haunted house of some sort every year from now on?
I hope so. Like I like I said on iNeedYouJesse.com, I said this movie is sort of like a cross between Hellfest and the houses that October built.
Yes, I got very House of October built vibes off of it as well.
Yeah,
I feel like as long as shit like Halloween Horror Nights out at Universal are popular, like maybe we can.
Not sponsored
at all. Sorry. but things like that, right? Where big theme parks are doing these massive branded haunted houses, like maybe we can expect this, and maybe it's not a bad thing.
I mean,
I hope so.
It's not like Paranormal Activity 8 or whatever, so I'm all for it.
Is that a thing? Does that get greenlit? Is this?
Yeah, they are rebooting Paranormal Activity.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
But why?
Yes, I feel like if the whole, the greatness about the film is that it came out with a low budget, shocked people, made a lot of money. They did it a whole bunch of times until we got to the Mark ones, and they finally learned the lesson.
No, they didn't, because they did the Ghost Dimension right after. I like the Mark ones. Actually, the Mark ones was actually one of my favorites for me. But
I remember you saying this before. I still can't get on board with that, but I may watch the newest one out of curiosity, but not because I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, I mean, I've come so far. I may as well watch. I think it'll be, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to label if it's going to be the, like, new sequel or just a brand new reboot altogether. But, yeah, I'll watch it and talk shit about it the whole time.
Well, it really makes me wonder, how do you reboot such a franchise? Like,
and you would have to find a, you have to start, like, a brand new story with all new characters. You can't continue with any of the lineage from the original series.
But then what is the, does the haunt take place on YouTube? Like, it's a YouTuber just being haunted while they're shooting their films?
I don't know. It could be. Because, you know, with paranormal, we're talking about Paranormal Activity still, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you said haunt and I got confused. No, you said haunt and I got confused. Like, wait, what?
Oh, no, because, you know, they're being haunted or terrorized by whatever.
Yeah, yeah, but we started this conversation with haunt, and then you said that they're being haunted, and it was kind of confusing.
My fault.
Because, like, with Paranormal Activity, there's two Paranormal Activity 2s. There is the American one, and there is a Japanese spinoff that's has its own exclusive storyline. So I wonder if it's going to be something like that, where it's, like a, actually, the Marked Ones is a spinoff as well. It's not even considered a sequel. So I wonder if it'll be something like that. Very, very loosely connected to the original series, but it's its own tale.
That's very likely possible. I'm not 100%. I'm curious. I'm, to say the very least, I am so curious.
Yeah.
And then there was another film, and I forgot the name of it, but maybe as I poorly describe it to you all, you'll know what I'm talking about. But there was a film slated to come out this year where people are dropped off in the woods and they are being hunted and they have to figure out how to survive.
Is this the one where they like think they're in Alabama but they're like in some fucking...
Yes, that one.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. Fuck, why can't I remember the name of that? I kept seeing it on my Twitter for fucking days and I don't remember the name of it.
I feel like the government has scrubbed our minds of it. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's been pulled in light of the recent shootings.
Oh, the new movie. I think it's called, isn't it called Hunting or something? Or The Hunt?
The Hunt, I think, is right.
I don't remember.
Good thing I have a smartphone and a smart computer. Yeah, it's The Hunt.
Okay. So, it was going to be released this year, and they pretty much pulled everything for it. Because of that.
Damn, I can't find it on IMDb.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, is the government is, or not the government, but, you know, they, like, people are trying to purposely make people forget about this and not upset people, it seems like.
Nah.
I knew Emma Roberts was supposed to be in it.
Yeah, I just Googled Emma Roberts and put Hunt, and it came up on Google.
There you go.
Because I remembered that she's in it. She's not the main girl, but she's in it.
But I hope that this does not get shelved.
It's still on IMDb.
Yeah, but Universal made an announcement that they were going to cancel the release of it.
Oh, I see it now.
12 strangers wake up in a club.
I don't know. And I also wonder if this has something to do with, like, maybe early reaction to the movie. Because there's too many other violent movies that are getting greenlit left and right with major gunplay. And they're not, you know, there's no activity on them whatsoever.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I just hate to see, you know, another Blumhouse project not see the light of day, I guess.
I mean, isn't Expendables 4 coming out at some point? I mean,
I would hope that's not a Blumhouse project.
No, I don't know, because Sylvester Stallone teamed up with Blumhouse too. I think he's going to do his own version of Blumhouse before action films. He's trying to follow their template for, like, low-budget films with maximum revenue possibilities before action.
Yeah,
films.
I saw that the, Rambo Last Blood is under his production company.
Yeah, do we need another Rambo movie? Like, whatever.
You know, I feel like we don't, but kudos to him for staying in this immaculate shape.
Like, I'm not like calling Sylvester Stallone to save me. I'm just saying, you know.
No, you're calling John Rambo to come save you.
That's true.
Did anyone ever see his movie Over the Top, where he was a arm wrestler?
Arm wrestler?
Yeah.
That was my shit when I was little. When he does the extra little finger wrap over the hand.
Yeah. Anyway.
Did any of you see The Italian Stallion?
Isn't that his nickname? His did Sylvester Stallone do a porn?
His first movie was a porno movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awful.
That's fucking hilarious.
It's actually a funny comedy. It's not even like...
It's not even sexy. Like, it's just laughing. I don't think I...
Yeah, it's like, wait, what is this? This is stupid.
It is. I think I watched it in high school or something like that. What, the one I've porn? Never seen is Jackie Chan's porn.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Jackie Chan?
He got it starting porn, too.
Wow.
And Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey apparently was in a porn.
Okay, so I have absolutely no desire to see him in a porn, though.
So I don't think he was actually doing anything. From what I heard, I haven't seen it. From what I heard, he's like an extra walking in the background, naked or something. But still.
Do porns have extras?
Yeah.
That's
back in the day they did when they were like full-edged, you know.
Yeah, productions. When they were like, you know, cinematic endeavors. Now it's like, hey, you get the fucking webcam up and you just see what you see. But back in the day... It was like, you know, I mean, like ska songs used to make fun of this shit all the time. Like, hey, pizza delivery. Like it was a whole scene. It was a whole setup. And now it's like we've moved beyond that. We're very much a instant gratification, I guess you could say. And yeah. Get to it quick. You've lost my attention after 3 minutes of dialogue.
3 minutes, that's too long.
I know. You're not wooing me with your intellect, lady with your tits out. Anyway.
Somebody just took a twig of something.
What's that?
I said somebody just took a large swig of whatever.
Oh, that was me.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't me.
No, it was definitely me. I downed the last little bit of my beer can, and then I put my can down.
Hey, I want to ask you guys something.
I told her microphone was crispy. Like, crispy like Brandon when she first came through on this.
Well, now my apartment is echo. My microphone is still crispy. It's just that my apartment is super echoey, and you can hear that on my mic.
Do either of you have Dish?
No. No. I'm cheap. Okay. I just dream.
Well, because there's a Jacob's Ladder remake that exists, and I guess it just made its debut on Dish. I assume they have their own special channel, but it's not going, and I don't know if it's going to hit mainstream theaters or not, but it's, I don't know. I want to see it, so I thought you guys had Dish. I would like have you guys give me a little review.
Sorry, we're not that cool.
Sorry, damn. I don't even have a home phone.
Well, nobody does.
My cell phone is on my mom's plan because I'm poor.
All right, so one final question before we close this out. Have you guys seen Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark yet?
No.
I hate you. I wanted to go.
Hurts my soul.
I want to see that so bad, and I've just had too much stuff with the start of the semester to actually go see it.
Well, then I'll save my comments for the listeners at home that probably have seen it. Let's talk about it on social media. Tweet at us because I'm dying to talk about this movie, but I'm not trying to spoil anything yet.
Can we talk about it next time? Like, open with it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next time.
Okay.
The next time on Dragon Ball Z. Sorry. Oh,
thanks for joining us.
A brother just got home from work. Hey, whoa, Devin, I don't need your negativity right now, okay? Calm that down.
Did you see Scary Stories?
Not yet. I've been busy. I have a new job and everything else, so it's just been go, go, go all the time.
Dude. You and me and Ash and Gray, all new jobs. It's fucking really throwing us off here.
It really is. It's thrown in the mojo, but new job, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
Plus, I can also afford my nice Devin, mechanical switch on the keyboard.
I know. Well, my job's been pissing me off, so I may be joining you guys soon.
Devin, you probably make more than, well, maybe not more than Jules, but you make more than most of us.
Gray makes like fucking three times what I make, so.
So Gray's the sugar daddy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Tune in next time for another mystery as the world turns.